Now to an item some may find upsetting. Police in Northern Ireland are investigating after the bodies of two dogs were discovered weighted down in a lake in Carrick Longfield Road area of Auchnacloy in County Tyrone on Friday. The Ulster Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals this morning offered a reward for information. We've been speaking to their Director of Operations, Siobhan McAfee, about how the dogs were found.
It's absolutely horrific. What we know is that a member of the public found what they thought was a dog in the water and went to investigate and realised that there were two dogs there. They contacted somebody locally who they knew worked for the council, and that person then went out and had a look, discovered it was actually two German Shepherd dogs tied together, submerged in the water and weighed down with a dumbbell as well. So the council employee then phoned the police, because obviously this is a police matter, it's a criminal offence. And all we know now is that the police are investigating. So because it's a police investigation, we won't be able to get any further information until they've, you know, concluded that investigation, really.
Whatever happens, it sounds like a really awful case of animal cruelty. But do we know if the dogs were alive at this point going into the water?
We don't know at this point. We do know, you know, what we've heard is that they were relatively young, healthy German Shepherd dogs. So, you know, it's somebody has bred these dogs specifically. We know that much, but we don't know who owned them. We don't know how they ended up there. We don't know anything about that. But, you know, regardless of whether they were dead before they entered the water or afterwards, the animals did not die a pleasant death at all. That much we would know. It has absolutely horrified us. It's horrified so many other people. We've had just endless calls from members of the public today offering to, you know, add to the reward money that we're offering to ask people to come forward if they've any information at all.
And of course, you're offering that £1,000 reward.
Yes, we're offering, it was £1,000 as of this morning, and we've had a further £1,200 now pledged to us from members of the public who are all just equally as horrified as we are by what has happened.
At the end of the day, these two dogs, if whomsoever was in charge of them or owned them couldn't keep them, they could have handed them in.
They could, of course. Of course they could. Now, you know, every animal rescue in Northern Ireland and the South, as we understand, are absolutely full to the brim with unwanted dogs. You know, so this is another problem that we're seeing. But, you know, certainly there is plenty of help available for people if they couldn't, you know, afford to keep the dogs for whatever reason. There's lots of financial help available. If it was a behavioural issue, there's free behavioural support available through Dogs Trust. There's so many ways that we can help people to not have to relinquish the animals in the first place, but there's absolutely no excuse for what has happened to these two dogs.
And that was Siobhan McAfee there of the USPCA.